This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto. Indians fans will have to learn a lot of new names when the season opens tomorrow. The team has overhauled its roster as 13 players from last year's team are gone, either through free agency or trades. The Tribe will also start the season without two key infielders. Francisco Lindor and Jason Kipnis are recovering from injuries. Terry, the Indians have won the Central Division 3 years in a row, and now they enter this uncertain year of transition.
Amanda, right now, looking at the starting lineup for 2018, I was trying to see like who's back. Jose Ramirez played the same spot, third base. And then Tyler Naquin is the other outfielder likely to start, and Corey Kluber, starting pitcher. That's it.
All the positions are different.
3 out of 10, because you're counting the DH and everything else. They're all different. Now, they're hoping Lindor and Kipnis come back soon, but even still, you could see the changeover in the lineup. And the guys that are coming back realize, frankly, the team is not as good. That could actually make for a far more interesting regular season.
Yeah, this isn't a thing where they're assured to just kind of coast through the season.
No, you have a number of players trying to prove themselves. You know, in right field, whether it's Jordan Luplo and Tyler Naquin still trying to show they belong in the big leagues. In center field, maybe Greg Allen came up in the middle of last season. Or Leonis Martin, who's, remember, coming back from a bacterial infection that nearly killed him. Jake Bauer is a guy they traded for, a young player in left field. You have these guys that are trying to show that they belong.
You know, as somebody who follows this team, there are a lot of names that I've never heard of before.
You're very likely to see the Indians get off to a slow start. First of all, if Terry Francona teams, for whatever reason, don't exactly roar out of the gate.
Right.
April and early May are not their months.
Mm-hmm.
And now with all, and Francona was saying when I was down there, he said, this is his seventh year managing. He goes, I've never had an Indians team with this much turnover. And he said, now the other thing with the late injuries to Kipnis, and they're, I think in the back of their minds, they were hoping maybe Lindor could be ready. And, you know, the whole bullpen's been rearranged. You know, Andrew Miller gone, Cody Allen gone,
yeah.
All these different guys are gone. So, Amanda, though, where are we going with all this?
Yeah.
There's a lot to watch, a lot of new names to learn, a lot more changes coming on during the season. The front office is going to be challenged here because some of these young guys are not going to work out. They've stashed Carlos Gonzalez back in Goodyear, a veteran outfielder from Colorado. They picked up trying to get him some more at-bats to see if they get him ready. They're looking around for help, but they do have one thing going for them.
And that is an outstanding pitching staff.
Yes, the starting rotation is just is incredible. MLB.com rates the top 100 players in baseball. The four starters all rank in the top 82. I mean, Terry Francona, we had to discussion. I've had this with him 2 years in a row because I was curious to see what he would say. Would you rather have a great pitching staff and okay hitting or great hitting and okay pitching? By the way, he won a World Series in Boston with great hitting and okay pitching. But he just always cuts me off. No, I'll take the pitching. I'll figure out how to score the runs. Give me the pitching. Give me the pitching.
You always make a prediction.
Right.
At the start of the season. What are you predicting this year?
I have him with 88 wins, fighting to win the Central Division, and I have them winning in the first round of the playoffs just because I'm sick of them losing in the first round of the playoffs. You know, I don't think there's going to be a banner season for the Indians. I think there'll be a fair amount of frustration, but I also think you won't be yawning through it because you'll be wondering, what's with these guys? You'll see players coming and going. And I do think because of that, the players themselves and the front office and the coaching staff will be putting a little more pressure on these guys to perform, you know, because it's not just handed to them.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.